Welcome to the Weiss Wednesday podcast, a production of the Michigan chapter of Women in Emergency Services, the heartbeat of the EMS industry through the inspiring stories of women. Join our host, Andrea Abbas, as she explores the unique experiences, challenges, and triumphs of female EMS professionals. Let's dive into the untold stories that shape the future of emergency medical services in Michigan.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Today's podcast episode is all about LOVE. Joining me on this episode is Matt and Terry Godey and Chris and Christine Cool, both lovely couples who met in EMS and continue to work in the industry. They have a love for each other and a love for EMS. Thank you for joining us. Now let's get into it. Relationships in the workplace can be tricky, and let's be honest. Romantic relationships in general have their challenges. Finding love at work can happen, and happy endings are possible, but not without some risk. I'm looking forward to hearing the stories behind how these couples conquered love and EMS. So, Terry and Matt, how did you meet?
Well, thank you for having us, Andrea.
Of course.
Matt and I met back in 1990 at work. When I started working at the company he worked at, I know everybody the first few weeks kept saying, "Have you met Matt? Have you met Matt Godey? Have you met him?" I said, no. But met everyone else. But he had been off for a death in the family. And when he came back to work, we met. And then we started, of course, talking on the phone all the time and for hours at a time. And then we started dating.
Yeah. So did Matt just like kind of reach out and ask for your phone number, or, you know, how did that chit chat start?
I was scared.
Yeah.
I think we had been talking, and I think when I finally built up enough courage to ask her out, is I'm not sure who she had to work with, but I think I said, "You're probably going to need a beer or two after your shift." So I think that's how it went. That's my recollection of it anyway. So, and then after that, it was it.
Okay. Well, very cute. And when you say work, were you working in EMS?
Yeah. You were.
Yes. All right.
You're both working for the same company. I had just started there probably a few weeks prior to us meeting.
Okay. All right. So a little intro into how the Godeys met. What about the Cools? Chrissy and Chris, how did you meet?
So the Cools met on a PDA. Chris was working for the Sheriff's Department at the time, and my partner and I were called non-emergently to a PDA. We're going to secure a refusal. And on the way, we were trying to get between two vehicles, and our mirror hit another vehicle's mirror. Oh. Ever so slightly, but all the same. Okay.
Yeah.
So we get to this call and we are doing a refusal. I'm filling out the paperwork. And I said, when Officer Cool, Deputy Cool at the time asked, I asked him to sign his witness on the refusal. And he asked what he was signing. And I said something probably oh so witty and charming, quite sarcastic about what does it matter? Like, what are you, single in your 20s, something being very snarky? Just sign it. You're not co-signing on a loan for a new car or house. Just sign the paper. And then I got it's when we had pagers, I got a page to call Deputy Cool, which I thought was Cool at the time, about the accident scene we had just been on. And I was sure we were getting fired for hitting the mirror, that he was calling about the mirrors hitting. And in fact, that wasn't it. It came through Central Dispatch and I called him and my recollection is you asked me out then. I told you no, because I had gotten a divorce and I'd already figured out how I was going to get into Ganton Retirement Home as soon as possible and live and die with a cat. I had two small children and I had zero interest in dating anyone, particularly from our field. Not happening. He was kindly persistent. And then I said yes, and it was magic from there. I said yes because I could not stop thinking about him. could not stop thinking about him. So I tried the same thing. I went through central dispatch and said, could you have Deputy Cool call me? Is this about an accident? Yeah, absolutely. And she's like, oh, he's actually, he just cleared the scene. Let me patch you through. And I was like, bye. Didn't work as well for me as it did for him. I wasn't quite as smooth, but yeah, then we started talking and the rest is history.
That is so cute. So Chris, you knew right away then, right? I mean, you reached out, you wanted to talk to her. Anything you want to share with us about what was going through your mind when you first met Chrissy?
Well, when I first met her, I was thinking, why is she so aggressive? but no, it was interest right from the get-go. It was a little bit of a strange start because, like she said, there was calling into dispatch. Can you have this person call me? Oh, they're on the line. So there's a little bit of you kind of got put on front street, so to speak. But yes, we started talking and things started out pretty slowly. And the more and more we talked, and then we, of course, started dating, and the rest is history.
Love it.
We met by accident.
Yes, we did.
So you say. Too cute. So Chrissy and Chris, was it risky working in the same circle and pursuing a relationship with each other?
I don't think it was. I mean, risky. It was a relatively small public safety community. I mean, large enough to have, you know, new faces, but small enough where you knew most. So there were some things as far as when we were starting to get to know each other that we kind of kept quiet. But as you know, as all of the people listening know, that you can't keep secrets in public safety. It's like a giant gossip rumor mill. So those things became known pretty quick. But I don't think that it was really risky. We were pretty open about it. And most of our friends were in public safety. So there was kind of a natural extension of, I guess, what I'd say, that friend group.
And I would say the only thing that felt risky, and it felt risky as a female, is I was very careful not to mix my personal life with my professional life because of the stigma that is related to women who date other medics or police officers or anything. And I did not want a badge bunny label. Not to mention, everyone in my family is in law enforcement, and I had never even considered dating a cop in any way, shape, or form. It was familial to me. So that was kind of double risk for me, but I just couldn't resist.
I love that. I love that you brought up the badge bunny thing. I was having a conversation just recently with an EMS leader that's been giving a lot of advice to younger women. And one of the things she conveyed to me, which I thought was really interesting, is she kept saying, you know, I just don't want them to fall into being that girl. Again, there's a perception, and men have perceptions too, that they have to deal with as well, but it's something that can follow you and it can be misperceived. It could be taken the wrong way. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's a really good point. And I think that, at least for me, that's something I've kept in the back of my mind too, is how is this perceived? And if I date Bob and then, you know, next year I'm dating Joe, what's the perception?
So yeah. Yep.
It's a really good
point. That was a risk.
What about Terry and Matt? How did you feel? Were there some risks, some anxieties, some worries when dating in the same circle?
I think that there's always a risk if you're dating someone you work with. One is you really have to have separate friends away from the workplace. And I think that is very important to have that because everyone knows. And then they're careful about what they say in front of you or in front of him. You don't want to put other people in a bad spot when you're dating someone you work with, especially at the same company. We tried pretty hard to do that. Just keep everything separate. Work is separate than home life. And I think that's important to remember. I think there is a risk if you're just not careful. You have to separate.
Okay, that's fair. Matt?
Yeah, I think there's always that risk there. And you got other people behind the scenes trying to persuade you in a different direction or trying to give you advice or anything like that. You just had to tune some of that stuff out. So,
yeah, absolutely. And I think the one thing really nobody's brought up yet is just that fear of rejection, right? That, you know, you could fall hard for someone at work and then one day come in and it's over and you have to see that person for quite a while. I know that that can be heartbreaking as well. So you guys took that risk and it worked out, which is really cool. It goes to show it can work out and it can be worth the risk. So Terry and Matt, what dating advice would you give those working in the EMS industry?
Well, you can't see me, but listen, you have to listen.
Yeah.
You truly do. That's the biggest thing is just always listen.
And you mean to your partner? Like your romantic yes. partner? Or? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I think the other thing, like I said earlier, is making sure that you have separate friends outside of the workplace. So you're not always 24 hours a day with the same people in the same group. And for between you and your spouse, you should really have separate friends and family, of course, because I just think that is part of the reason that we've been successful is we don't have to bring work home. We talk about calls and things like that occasionally at home, but we really are pretty good at separating our workspace from our home space.
That's great. That's great advice. Yeah. Chrissy and Chris, any dating advice for those out there wanting to fall in love?
I would say not so much dating. I'm sorry. Go ahead, babe.
I was just going to say, give it time, take it slow. I think the job is naturally a pressure cooker, and to add that into it creates a whole nother level. So you want to make sure that you've got the space and the grace to let that relationship flourish, if that's the case. You know, not being an EMS, but being in law enforcement, we had a little bit of a natural barrier or separation, but still, I can think of a number of high-stress incidents that we were on together, and we were both clear that the job is the job, and we were able to function independently, even though we were both on that scene, and fulfill our obligations and roles. So you got to have those boundaries there. You have to give it, in a lot of cases, extra space. And I think just like they said earlier, you got to have some other outlets outside of that public safety community.
Excellent.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I will say, though, that there is, and I don't think it's avoidable, a different level of angst sometimes when you are in the same community. When I hear of an officer-involved shooting or something like that, I would get an angst level a little bit more, wondering if it was him. So there's that aspect, but he's absolutely right. Keeping the job and personal. But one of the things that, was a big challenge for us is once we started to have children, we had two for my first marriage, but then we added three more, that juggling of shift work. And when you're in a job where you work 24s or 12s and we're both very likely to get held over. He went through accident investigation for a period. I think you were assigned to that for, was it 3 years? And then in the detective bureau also for 3 or 4 years. And when our roles are both demanding, juggling schedules is a challenge that I can't even begin to express. Like, who's going to drop off the kids? Who's going to be there? Oh, I got held over. Oh, you're supposed to be in. Those kind of things that I didn't really think as I was falling in love and had this picture of what life could be. Didn't think that through completely. I mean, no regrets whatsoever. And we made it work. But there's some added levels of challenge when you're both in the same high demand field.
Yeah, great point. That's a really good point. Well, great. Well, as we wrap up this episode, I just want to thank you for joining us for this episode of the Women in EMS Michigan Chapter Podcast. To join Women in EMS as a member, you can find us at womeninemergencyservices.org. Again, that's womeninemergencyservices.org. WEES membership offers mentorship, networking opportunities, career development resources, an exclusive online community, educational opportunities, and member events. Student and organizational discounted packages are available. To learn more about the Michigan Women in EMS chapter, you can reach out to Lori Thiel at Lthiel, T-H-I-E-L, at mobilemedical.org. To catch the next podcast episodes, you can subscribe to the Michigan Women in EMS Chapter podcast through the Michigan Association of Ambulance Services at mozmonthly.buzzsprout.com. Don't forget to follow Wheeze on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And we'll see you soon on the next episode of Women in EMS Michigan Chapter podcast. Thank you so much to our guests. This was a lot of fun, and happy Valentine's Day.